Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so why is Justin Bieber delaying his wedding? I mean, what's the problem?
I thought he already got married.
He did. That's the funny part.
What?
They went out and impulsively got married at the courthouse. We found out about that last month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And now they want to have a big wedding, even though they're already married.
Wait, that was last month?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh
my God, that was such a... That's even more of a whirlwind than I thought. I mean, it was a whirlwind.
Oh, not last month. September. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, yeah.
It wasn't even December. It was September.
Okay.
We just took a little bit to find out, and then we found... Yeah, whatever.
My heart's racing. I was like, Jesus, that was the last month.
Oh, that changes it?
Yeah, it did. It really did.
So wait, December would have been worse than September?
100%, yes. 100%, yes.
They got engaged in July. They were married by September. It's about the dumbest thing you could possibly do at 24, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And so now they're married, and they want to have this big wedding, but just things aren't right. Like, timing's off, and they got to get everything exactly perfect so their party's right. Yeah. That's what they're saying. And so it's just a few things. Nobody's even working.
No.
Neither of them. They have more money than the world, and neither are working. But they can't find everything they need for their wedding by January. I find that hard to believe.
It's because...
Nice weather where you can get married outside, by the way.
Yeah.
Maybe because everybody they want to invite to the wedding is actually working and has a job and has stuff going on.
Yes.
That's what I mean.
Can't come in like a 2 week like notice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Does Hollywood call each other and say, hey, are you going to the Bieber thing? Did you get an invite to this? Are you going? Because I said maybe. But
Demi Lovato calls Miley Cyrus.
Right.
And she goes, girl, Justin's lost it. And then Kendall Jenner gets in on the three-way and she's like, girls, what is he doing? When we were 16, he wasn't this dumb.
Right.
You know, but I thought it was really funny because the literal quote from whoever, you know, the person around them was like, they just want to take it slow and they don't want to rush it. And I'm like,
you're a little late.
Huh? You already rushed it.
I'm like, a little late there. The cardinal rule of love is don't make any big decisions when you're in the honeymoon phase, dummy.
Mm-hmm.
Because in 6 months, you're going to be like, what in the literal hell? And right now, so they're still in the happy phase.
Yeah.
You know?
So young.
Young
dumpster fire to watch, though, huh?
Time.
It's fun.
It's in the works. The wedding's in the works. They want you to know.
Can't wait to report on that trash. As soon as it happens, God.
Well, his first wedding, I should say.
Go away, Bieber.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Do you have good news to start the day? Yes, I have great news to start the day.
Go ahead.
The Masked Singer was revealed last night, and I've decided that I'm never going to watch that show ever again.
No?
To the people that don't have Fox and couldn't watch The Masked Singer.
Anyway.
No.
Yeah, the people that have Spectrum and can't watch Fox, you're not missing anything. The Masked Singer was Tommy Chong. Really?
What the hell?
Tommy Chong? So Antonio Brown 1 week, Tommy Chong the second week.
I didn't even know who Antonio Brown was.
I don't know if it is.
You had to tell me he was a football player or whatever.
It's not going to go up from here. It can only go down, I feel.
Jeez.
So I'm off the Masked Singer bandwagon. It was cool in theory.
Yeah, it really was.
Like, you think a mascot on stage, cool. Could it be Britney Spears? Is it Lady Gaga? Is it... Who knows?
They're not getting real celebrities.
No, it's Antonio, an NFL player, and Tommy Chong hasn't been famous in 30 years.
Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars can't get celebrities after that many seasons. A new show probably isn't either.
Do you think they legit reach out to A-list celebs like Christina Aguilera and they just go, no.
Of course.
She's not going to do that.
Yeah. Or they can't afford them.
Right.
You know, it's one or the other.
One of the two.
But I'm sure most celebrities are like, I'm not trying out a new show nowadays. That could be total suicide, honestly.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? You don't know what it's going to be. There's too many shows out there.
Way
too much to watch.
What's your good news, Gibbons?
My good news is, you guys, I got a call yesterday from my grandparents.
Yes.
Who booked a flight and are coming to Milwaukee soon. Yes.
Exciting.
I'm so excited. They're going to be here for Memorial Day weekend, which just so happens to be the same time my hometown Philadelphia Phillies are playing the Brewers at Miller Park.
Oh.
So we got
a
fun
weekend. Are they staying with you guys?
Oh, no.
They don't want to stay with two kids, your girlfriend, and
two cats, two dogs.
And what else in a duplex
bird,
apartment?
Three gerbils.
No, they do not.
It was enough without adding. I mean, it sounded ridiculous without you adding flies.
Right. It's funny because it's true, yes.
It's true.
I'm excited.
That's cool.
My good news is I got my hair cut.
Nice.
And colored a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I feel better.
You got to pull back. I can't really tell.
Well, that's okay. I don't feel like, come on.
Okay,
I don't care. I don't really care what you think what I look like. So I'm not fixing my hair
Most
right
women
now.
Will be like, you didn't realize my haircut. You didn't recognize anything.
Have I ever been that upset about you not noticing a physical change of mine?
But you have a lot of...
I'm not that chick.
You've been going through a lot of changes. I thought maybe that was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
No, just a regular appointment. And an eyebrow wax. relax. That was about it.
Brows all fleek, though.
Good news.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
This wedding invitation went out, and they're saying this bride is overly aggressive and too rude in her wedding invitation that she sent out.
Oh,
why?
It's a pretty long, extensive list of things. Basically, they want to have an overseas wedding.
Okay.
So they want to have it in like an Asian country, like the Philippines or Thailand.
Is she from there, or they just want to go
there
and do a destination?
Don't know. Not sure of their background or anything like that.
Okay.
What's going viral is the lengthy list. Things to keep in mind before you say yes.
Ooh.
And she goes on to say, like, the wedding will be overseas. The flights are, like, up to $1,000 and 13 hours long. You'll have to take 2 weeks off of work, probably. But you only have to be... The wedding festivities will only be 2 to 3 days. You can use the rest of the time to do whatever you want. Travel around, hop around, wherever you want
to
go.
Then why do you have to take the 2 weeks off
if you
do whatever you want?
Because they're saying the traveling. That's why, I don't know, that maybe that's why people are upset with her verbiage of this, saying that you have to take 2 weeks off. But I think it's rather polite just to say, look, we want to get... they don't want anybody to come to their wedding is what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds
well,
like.
Well, for sure. For sure.
They're trying to make it ridiculous because probably nobody will respond to this.
Oh, I'm
I mean,
sure.
Would you? They say at the end, you need $4,000 to $5,000 of disposable income to be able to do this.
What?
Really?
That's what she says in this
that's
invitation.
Insane.
So wouldn't you be scared away from that? I'm not going to spend $4,000 or $5,000.
No, but I would, you know what?
I think I could do Thailand a lot cheaper.
Yeah, if this was like my BFF, like someone whose wedding I wanted to go to actively, I would go online and find ways around and different, you know, you can find it for cheap. You can definitely
cheaper
go to like
ways.
Thailand on the cheaper.
Probably.
Well, I wouldn't. Okay, that's not get crazy. We're going to Asia for the on the cheaper people here. Again, I don't think it's cheap to go to Thailand.
Well, no, but I mean, you don't just stay in the $5,000 resort.
No, hell no. But you're still going to be spending a couple grand if you're going to Thailand.
Yeah, sure.
Is my point. So like either you have it or you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of where I'm going.
So that's where she was going with it.
No, she was going super snarky.
Snarky.
Before you say yes, let me tell you what I know what I'm going to need if I'm going overseas.
That's not what made me angry.
Knowing now that there's all those errors, I'm not going because I'm thinking this marriage is going to last like 6 months. It's a doomed wedding. It's a doomed marriage.
You can't even spell.
Yeah, because they're so worried about stupid things.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So I had totally forgotten that Lady Gaga did a song with R. Kelly in 2013. Like, I had completely forgotten about it. It wasn't a huge hit or anything, but...
you know what? Quite honestly, probably she did, too. Because it wasn't that big of a hit. She knew that she did it, but it wasn't in the front of her mind, I don't think.
I mean, it wasn't a dud, because I know the words.
Yeah.
But it was 5 years ago. And Lady Gaga has been very open about being a sexual abuse survivor and all these things. So I had forgotten that. And then they performed together at the American Music Awards in 2013, did their nasty dance together, and she's up there on stage. And so like now she's horrified, right?
Wouldn't you be?
Now that the R. Kelly documentary's come out, Lady Gaga's like, because how can she collaborate with R. Kelly when she's the queen of, speaking out for women and speaking out against, sexual abuse and these things?
Yeah, she's been a major advocate.
Yeah, so now that the documentary is out, I was kind of pissed about the whole thing. I was like, what the hell was she? We knew about this stuff years ago. Why would she have worked with him then? Well, her explanation actually is somewhat fair.
Okay.
Because this is exactly what Lady Gaga said. She has pulled the song off iTunes. She wants it off everything. She doesn't want it even accessible. She doesn't want anyone to know she worked with him. She said she completely regrets it, and she said, what I'm hearing about the allegations against R. Kelly is horrifying and indefensible. I stand behind these women 1,000%, believe them, know they're suffering and in pain, and feel strongly that their voices should be heard and taken seriously. So now she gets into her own experience with sexual assault.
Okay.
And she said, obviously, that's what, moved her to make the decision that she and why she regrets ever doing the song with him.
Yeah.
But she said, and I quote, she said, and this is interesting, she said, as a victim of sexual assault myself, I made both the song and the video at a dark time in my life. My intention was to create something extremely defiant and provocative because I was angry and I still hadn't processed the trauma that had occurred in my own life.
Wow.
She said, I'm sorry for my poor judgment when I was young and not for speaking out sooner. So I think that's fascinating
that
she literally is saying she didn't even realize she had been a survivor of sexual assault until she finally realized she had that. So many people have trauma they don't even know they have, and they just float through life
without
dealing with it. But then, of course, she realizes, you know, kind of comes to terms with her own stuff and deals with it and realizes, oh my God, I did a song with a literal child molester, sexual abuser, hold women against their will, like the worst of the worst. Like, I did a song with that guy, and I made him money, and I supported him, and I gave him fame. And I mean, can you imagine? That would be horrific to me.
And now a spotlight has been put back on all of the horrible things that he's done.
Yeah.
This has to come off. She's still on Spotify, by the way. I was just checking.
Yeah. The song is still on there. Get them off.
Yes, the song is still on there.
I don't know how that works or if she can do it.
I would think that she could.
But it's his song too. Can you? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, because I think she's listed as the artist on it. It says Lady Gaga, Do What You Want, featuring R. Kelly. So
she just made this announcement early this morning and said she wants it off all the streaming
services.
Oh,
so it's like happened. Okay.
I mean, don't you want it to happen a week ago?
No. I'm saying it like literally, like it just happened in the last couple hours.
Yeah, so then the gears are in motion for that.
Yeah, she hopes so. So she regrets it and is horrified, of course.
Yes.
Oh.
And what was that on Lifetime?
Yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Gibbons, your grandmother got a wig from Jesus?
Is
that what you said?
Yes, Brett, I did.
If I heard you correctly before the song.
I thought he said a wink or a wave.
No, a wig. a wink or a wave from Jesus will be all right.
What does that even mean? My grandma got a wig from Jesus.
Yeah.
So my grandmom goes to church every Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She goes there because she likes the music, yet she can't name a hymn. She goes there just to give money to this church because it's fun and it's great.
Give money to them?
She gives them a lot of money, yes. To this
Is
church.
She rich?
No, she's not rich
That's
at all.
That's even worse when broke people give all their money. Yeah.
So every Easter at this church, they have a giant performance. And at this performance is this guy who plays Jesus, who my grandmom has this huge crush on, right? So she talks to this guy all the time. This guy's such a nice guy.
The local theater guy.
Uh-huh.
She's getting a little attention. Yeah. I like it.
This dude, his actual job, he makes wigs for cancer patients and sells these wigs to raise money for cancer and gives them to cancer patients, right?
Yeah.
Super cool. So my grandmom is watching QVC, the shopping network, right?
QVC.
It gets worse. Church and then QVC. It sounds like my worst nightmare in one day, right?
Yeah.
She sees this guy, or she thinks, I don't even know if she actually sees, she sees a guy who looks like this Jesus character, and he's on QVC selling these wigs. So my grandmom goes, I gotta buy these wigs. She doesn't need the wigs. She has a full head of gray hair.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Beautiful.
Okay.
She has her own hair.
She doesn't need someone else's. Does she do a lot of costuming?
No. She's
like Civil War reenactments?
Nothing. She is the stereotypical grandma that you know. She knits and makes cookies and tea, and it's great.
She's like the last generation of that, by the way.
Yeah.
Because our generation won't be knitting and making cookies at all.
They'll be drinking pumpkin spice latte and bumping gangster rap.
100%.
100%.
She sees these wigs. She goes, I got to have not one, but two. These wigs are $80 a piece.
Oh,
what?
Jesus.
My grandmother buys not one, but two of these wigs. And you know what?
Does she think it's really Jesus and he's going to send her to heaven if she buys a wig on QVC?
Is that her rationale? I don't know if she's losing it because I spoke to her yesterday about these wigs. $160 she spends on wigs she doesn't need. I go,
how old is she?
She's like 82, I believe. Uh-huh. She'll be like 82 in a couple of weeks. Grandma, why did you spend this money? Because Jesus was selling the wigs and I had to get the wigs from Jesus.
No, Jesus wasn't selling him a guy that looks like Jesus was selling him.
I'm like, Grandma, you know that he's just some guy from the church. He's not actually Jesus. No, he's Jesus from church and I had to buy his wigs. Now, who has one of those wigs, of course? Mama G. Mama G went and took one of the wigs.
The Jesus wig. Which your mom has short hair, which will probably make her look hilarious.
Oh, it looks very... It's not a wig fashioned like Jesus long hair. It's like a silver wig. But where the other one is right now...
The wig isn't even... It's like literally an old person wig.
Yeah. The other $80 wig, no lie, is sitting in my grandmom's house right now on top of a pantry covering a glass thing full of olives. She's got the Jesus wig on display.
Olive Jesus?
She's displaying the Jesus wig.
She's trying to say, I love Jesus, but subtly. See? Yes, Olive Jesus.
I was just like, Grandma, I think you're losing it. It might be time to put
Grandma
on the home.
Point. She wants you to take the direction of the Lord, Gibbons.
Yeah, and if she doesn't go to heaven, she's going to be kicking somebody's ass in hell, let me tell you.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie at 6:56. They're going to blow the roof off the Bradley Center.
Oh my God, Riggs.
What? Literally, they're blowing the roof off of the Bradley Center this weekend. Yeah. It's happening.
Are they going to have that sound effect readily available as they blow it up?
I really hope that they do, because you can't blow up anything without an air horn.
Blow the roof off!
Is there going to be a crane and a wrecking ball?
No, they're using explosives to collapse the roof of the Bradley Center this weekend. Ooh. So it'll kind of implode in a little bit, so they can go and pick all the pieces up and kind of tear it apart little by little. Have you ever watched a building get demolished before?
Just on TV. And that's what I'll do with the Bradley Center. I'll watch the video of it, actually, just watch it on TV.
I watched it was called the Market Square Arena in Indianapolis go down. Mm-hmm. They had a whole demolition where the thing collapsed inside. And all this smoke came up around it. It was incredible how they plan all of the different the explosives everywhere, and they have a whole crew that goes through and sweeps out the building. It's crazy.
Got to take a while.
Crazy.
Though,
yes.
Make sure you're safe about it.
Right. You don't want to damage any of the buildings around it or any of the infrastructure or any of that.
I went to a Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia. They imploded that stadium. True story. I was there watching it happen, and then my mom paid some homeless dude $20 to go around a fence you weren't supposed to get in and get us a piece of the stadium. So at home right now, we have a piece of Veterans Stadium.
What are they going to do with it after it's demolished? Do we know yet what is going to happen to that area specifically? Is what I was literally looking for. I was curious. I know that after they demolish it, I'm curious what they're going to do.
Have you seen lately what they've done with it, though?
No.
The whole area is built up now.
Well, I've obviously been to the arena, and I've seen all the stuff around it.
The little commons outside the arena. It's amazing. It's going to be so cool down there. I would think more parking. Maybe.
Oh.
Do we need more parking down there? Because parking is a bitch downtown. It's the worst.
Yeah. I don't know, because we have the new garage.
Mm-hmm.
But the garage is a little bit farther over, if you ask me.
Yeah.
If you're partying on Old World 3rd Street, it's not far, but it's still a couple blocks over.
If you know what it is, text us at 71037. Yeah. We'd love to know what the hell they're going to put there. But yes, the demolition will happen, they said, on Sunday. So if you hear any explosions down there, that's what's going on.
Am I gonna hear it? That would be awesome.
Sunday.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind. And now, missed connections. From Craigslist.
Hello, girls. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
This is a girl that wrote this misconnection.
Should not have
responded
to that.
I didn't know how to say it. I don't know how to present it. Because it's written in the female tense, Allie. It's a woman for a man. She says, looking for the cutie at Kohl's.
Oh.
This morning I was shopping at Kohl's just before noon. You and I crossed paths numerous times.
Girl, if he was shopping at Kohl's before noon, he's gay.
Locked eyes. Kept walking. Or maybe he's a stay-at-home dad. Who knows? I guess neither of us felt...
A stay-at-home dad's not going to Kohl's. Give me a break.
I guess neither of us felt brave enough to say anything, but I felt a connection, and I think you did too. You, male, 30s or 40s, black coat, jeans. I was the curvy female wearing black yoga-style pants and a pink jacket.
Oh, that limits it down.
Totally.
The curvy chick wearing yoga pants.
At Kohl's, yeah. Come on.
So basic. If you see this, let's chat and see if we click. You're a cutie, and I didn't see a ring. I'm new here and very single. I hope you read this, and happy new year. Aw.
Aww.
I didn't know women really went on there.
Well, not normal women.
She's new in town. Oh, stay off Tinder. Just get on the misconnections of Craigslist. Why the hell not? Seems all right. Might work for her. Who knows?
Ridiculous.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Allie with a lesson in funeral ethics.
Oh, no. I don't know anything about funeral ethics or etiquette or anything, quite frankly. But one of my very good friends is having some major issues right now when it comes to the funeral etiquette with a family member, because what happened was her grandpa died.
Yeah.
And the funeral is this weekend.
Okay.
And here's the problem. She does not have a relationship with her brother. Okay. She has two brothers. She does not have a relationship with one of the brothers. He's awful. He treats her awful. He's treated her awful since when they were kids. He was abusive and siblings beat each other up,
But
I've heard some stories where he was a little bit too rough with her and would hit her and stuff. Again, brother, sister, you be the judge of that. But
so his grandpa too. Obviously.
His grandpa too. Yeah. They're siblings. Yeah. Uh-huh. And they just have a horrible relationship. He sounds really immature and obnoxious, even though he's 30.
You ever meet the guy?
No, only at her wedding.
Okay.
Was he obnoxious and immature there?
I didn't
Didn't set off any alarms.
Look,
you're
at a wedding. You're drunk. Yeah. You're not paying attention. You don't care about
Very true.
So anyway, so her grandpa dies, and then her father called because it's her father's dad and said, "Can you be a pallbearer at the funeral?"
The brother?
Her friend.
Whoa.
He said, "Can you be a pallbearer at your grandpa's funeral? We're going to have all 7 grandkids be the pallbearers for your grandpa." And she goes, "Wait, 7? Who's the 7th? She's like, "Your brother." And she's like, whoa. "My brother's coming?" And he's like, "Well, of course he's coming." She's like, "And you're going to let him be a pallbearer?" And her dad's like, "Yeah, but wait, there's more. Don't worry. I know, because you're going, well, why can't he be a pallbearer? Yeah. He's his grandpa, too." Literally less than a year ago, her grandma died. And this guy went on Facebook and said basically her grandpa had killed her grandma. And like, it was all his fault because he's, you know, racist. I mean, it was like insane. This guy's insane, okay? So he had literally just like a year ago written all these horrible things about their grandfather on Facebook, which their grandpa's not on Facebook. And now he's being asked to be a pallbearer at the guy's funeral, okay?
Oh.
And so she's like, "I can't stand this guy. I'm uncomfortable around this guy. I don't want anything to do with this guy."
Yeah.
And now I'm literally being forced to carry a casket at our grandpa's funeral with this guy that I feel is abusive and makes me uncomfortable and doesn't treat anyone in our family with respect. He went off on her on Facebook at one point and tagged her for all
Jesus
their family
Christmas.
To see. She had to like block him and report him, her own brother. Because it was, I saw the post. It was insane. It didn't make, it was out of, he doesn't even live near her.
So what does the rest of the family think?
Well, she gets upset and she goes, "I don't know what to do. I don't want to say I'm not going to do it because it's not about me, but I'm so pissed right now for so many reasons that I'm obviously going to the funeral, but I don't want to be around this guy."
Totally, yeah.
So she drops out.
Officially?
She drops out. She told me, she said, "I officially am not a, I don't want to be, I'm not going to be a pallbearer. It's too much stress."
Yeah.
And I asked my cousin to step up because she's really close with my grandpa too.
Yeah.
Another one. So...
Oh my God, dude.
I told her I support her, and I said, "As long as you're there, at the end of the day, you shouldn't be forced to be in a situation, and her parents won't acknowledge it because it's their children, and they just want to act like they want everything to be perfect."
Yeah.
So they'll acknowledge it a little, but not enough to really call this guy on his stuff and hold him accountable, the kid.
Yeah.
Because they just want, it's their kid, you know?
She's totally warranted, though, because I would worry, since this guy's been such a jerk and a D-bag throughout, that, like, while doing the proceeding of holding grandpa, he'd be talking smack or doing something to make it all about himself.
I don't think he'd do that. Do you think he'd do that during the funeral?
I don't know, because he's that crazy.
That's what I'm saying. He's
stupid
like,
to bad luck. That's really low.
Yeah, but that's super low.
But at the funeral. But putting on Facebook that your grandpa killed your grandma, not literally.
That's
but,
low, too.
But saying you mentally killed her, so whatever the hell he said. Yeah, it's crazy, too.
When he makes that statement, I, as a family member, immediately would question his motives and anything he does or says
but
for
the parents
sure.
won't. And that's why she's so frustrated.
So what's the question?
She 71037. Is she warranted in dropping out as a pallbearer? She's still going to the funeral. She'll still be there. And I said, hell yes, you are. Nobody's going to put you in a situation you're uncomfortable with.
The pallbearer pullout. Should she be pulling out of being a pallbearer?
Think about it. If someone had really, really written something that horrific and slandered you on Facebook, tagged you and tagged all these people in it, would you want to be by that person?
Who was the one that invited them to be a pallbearer? Who was the one that initially suggested
it? Their father, whose dad died. It's the grandpa.
Is he aware of how much of a trash bag this guy is?
Yes and no. Yeah, they know. They obviously know about everything.
I'm just trying to figure out who really wants this guy to be there, because somebody wants him to be there.
Yeah, he wouldn't.
The parents. That's their son.
Right, but more people
but
don't want him there.
According to her, you know, they all saw the posts. I mean, they're not stupid. The family knows the guy's nuts.
And I'm saying the majority of people don't want him there, then...
That's what it sounds like.
All right.
But what are you going to say to it? At a funeral, you can't say stuff like that.
No, you can't, because it's the funeral.
It's the funeral.
Disrespectful.
Yeah. It's like...
Wait till after the funeral, then trash people. So what do you think? 799-1037. Is it tacky to pull out of a funeral like that? Good morning, Kiss FM. What do you think? Is it all right to... Is it tacky to pull out of a funeral like that?
I don't know if I'm right or wrong in this, but I just figured I'd throw in my 2 cents.
Yeah.
I just have a feeling that she's going to regret it further down the line if she does.
Why, though? She's still at the funeral.
Yes, but that you're there to support the deceased.
Yes.
And that's to me, it's an honor to be a pallbearer. And to pull yourself out of that honor, I don't know. Her association with him is there, whether she's 3 feet away from him or in back of the church.
Yeah.
If he pulls something crazy...
I think
most people are going to realize.
Oh, they've already seen it.
Yes.
Right.
The family already knows.
So I think, like I said, I think whether she's 3 feet away from him or in back of the church, you know, she's going to be near him.
You know what? You know, one of the things we talked about was she's like, my grandpa knew it was in my heart. He knows I loved him. He knows I cared about him. Uh-huh. She's like, I'm going to the funeral.
Yeah.
She's like, but I'm also not going to allow my family to allow this guy to treat people like this either.
Absolutely.
And so by them, I mean, her brother just wrote a post on Facebook like less than a year ago when her grandma died. How's all her grandpa's fault? Her grandma died. I mean, it's like insane. And now he's holding the casket at the grandpa's funeral. It's like, this makes no sense.
That's like,
no one's holding the guy accountable at all.
Like, what's that, Gibbons?
Family squabbles are one thing.
I agree.
But
it
to go on
to every family, I agree.
But to go online a year ago when grandma died and say grandma killed her and
her
then
grandpa killed her, and then you're at grandpa's funeral a year later. Yeah, it makes no sense.
That sounds to me like the ultimate fake. Like,
and
just
he wasn't
fake
saying
and phony.
Literally killed her. He was saying like, you know, oh, he did mentally, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Ugh. But I think what this guy's saying is, can't you just put all of that drama aside for the 90 minutes that the funeral is happening,
which
just to be respectful,
like,
just for that little bit of time?
Riggs, that sounds sensible. But then I think about people who have been like, you know,
dude,
victimized,
listen,
and don't need to be around other people, huh?
I think she can. I know she can.
Can
but
he?
But
can
it's,
he?
He's
That's
the wild
true.
Card. I wouldn't put my trust in this guy. You can't.
Yeah.
In my personal humble opinion.
Well, dude, his track record, I guess you can't.
That's what I'm saying.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Did you have something to say about this?
Oh, I definitely do.
Oh, wonderful. What's your name, by the way?
Tony.
Okay, Tony. Go ahead.
Hey, Tony.
Kind of went through this similar situation when my dad passed away.
Okay.
My brother is completely awful. Do not get along with him.
Your brother is awful?
Yes.
So she feels the pain?
I completely do. I think she's doing the right thing. She's
okay.
still there. She'll be supporting.
Because it's not like they have little tiffs. It's like the guy is literally going off on
publicly.
Facebook. Publicly. On her and her family members and like, you know, sending. I've seen the texts he sends her. They're crazy. They're insane. They're like harassment. It's like insane. You know what I mean?
I can completely relate. Very similar situation.
Yeah.
I would say she's doing the right thing.
Somebody just texted in and said, funerals are for the living, not the dead.
You know what? In fairness.
Right? Seriously, though.
If I'm dead at my funeral, I don't care what you do at my funeral.
I've said that to many people. Do what you want.
Uh-huh.
Have one, don't, whatever.
Right. Hey, thanks for calling. Appreciate you listening this morning. Good morning, Kiss FM. Were you calling about this? Pulling out of a funeral, out of being a pallbearer at a funeral because of family drama between you and your brother? Is that all right to do?
If you're uncomfortable being by someone?
Yeah. And rightfully so, by the way, not just petty stuff.
You're on the air, girlfriend.
Yes.
What's up?
Sorry.
That's okay.
I think it's okay. I had to deal with my own grandpa's funeral in October, and just like, it sucks because, you know, you're dealing with so much grief right now and having to deal with this grief
on top of it.
Because
there's years of pain there, and I told her she needs to go talk to somebody about just her own issues so he doesn't phase her because he's still affecting her life, and that's not cool. He shouldn't be at this point because he's so awful. And I was like, that's just one of those things you're going to have to deal with on your own.
Yeah,
nothing he does is going to change that. You're going to have to get him out, get vented out, essentially.
Mm-hmm. He needs to seek help of his own as well, it sounds like.
Clearly.
Yeah.
But nobody in the family, like his parents won't hold him accountable when he acts like that. They won't do anything. They're just like, oh, get over it, you know?
That's a lot easier said than done, my God.
Crazy.
Let's not break the stigma around mental health. Let's just keep it going and pretend that nothing's wrong.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Pretend nothing's wrong. Thanks for calling. Appreciate you listening this morning. We'll do one more call. It's 799-1037. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi there. This was Amy.
Hi, Amy. Do you have something to say about pulling out of the funeral? Because
extreme
family
like
drama?
When a situation like this is happening, you need to put yourself first.
Yeah. That's the way she finally felt in the end.
Right. It's a loss in the family. It's a sad situation. But if you're uncomfortable, you need to do you.
I agree with that in a lot of instances. Yeah, a lot of people don't do what makes them. They'll do things that make them uncomfortable, which actually traumatizes them more in situations like this. Instead of actually standing up for themselves and going, "I'm not going to put up with this," which is exactly what she told me.
Yes.
She told me literally when she decided, she's like, "I'm not going to allow this. Like, I'm done."
Put her foot down. She's standing up for herself, and that deserves applause.
And like I said, she said, "My grandpa knows it was in my heart. He knows I loved him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there's not. He's not going to be like, I can't believe she backed out of my funeral."
Somebody just texted and said cremation would solve the issue.
Oh,
it really
would.
It would.
It would.
Thanks for the text. Thanks for the calls. It's 799-1037. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's time for Hell to the Gnaw. Oh, hell no. Like single digit wind chills last night.
Oh, freezing.
Bone chilling.
Freezing.
Yeah, it's back. The cold is back. Hell to the gnaw.
It's awful.
799-1037, or you can just send us a text as well to 71037. We read them as well. Good morning, Kiss FM. You got a hell to the no?
All right. So when you repeatedly turn this guy down on Plenty of Fish, and then he ends up being your Uber passenger.
Stop it!
Repeatedly would not leave me alone, all up in the DMs.
What are the odds?
No way.
That really sucked this morning, and it was really awkward.
You just randomly accepted his ride this morning?
Yeah, he was just like, oh, Sam. I'm like, oh, okay, guy, girl, whatever. He starts walking across my car. I'm like, crap.
You know what? Maybe give the guy a chance. This could be the universe putting you together.
No.
It's the universe selling you
down
big money.
Sometime for a reason, right? So, no.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely awkward.
We need to start a website, girlfriend, where you can share all the men you hate from Tinder so I don't touch them. See, we're all swimming can go like, stay away from John. Right. Stay away from Sam.
Create a spreadsheet.
Oh, right? And then secretly share it among women. That'd be hysterical.
Max from Wauwatosa is always shirtless.
How to make a spreadsheet.
Yeah, but then Cindy would be like, I slept with John on Tuesday. And Julie would be like, but I slept with him on Thursday.
Oh my God, that could be a whole mess.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
All right, take care.
Oh, somebody texted in to 71037 when you cut your fingernails too short and it hurts to touch anything.
Oh, I hate that.
I do too.
It's making me hurt now.
Yeah, I do that. I cut my fingernails short. Yeah, I don't like to do that.
I do it all the time.
Hell to the no. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for the text to 71037.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So, who shops on Amazon? In fact, I just bought something yesterday. I'm not going to lie. It was fantastic. I loved every second of it.
Don't we all?
Prime member since 2001.
Yes. Well, the CEO.
Or 2011.
2001. That's a...
Who the hell cares? Yeah. It's awesome. That's all we know. Yes. Prime delivery. I love it. Yes. So the CEO of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, and his wife, Mackenzie, divorcing after 25 years of marriage. Raise your hand if you knew he was married.
I had no idea.
Yeah, exactly.
I assumed he was married, but...
Why?
Because I had seen pictures.
You're supposed to get married, or you saw him with somebody? Like you?
Not because you're supposed to get married. No, because
well,
I think I'd seen him with somebody. I had seen pictures of him with someone before, and I was like, oh, that must be his wife. Okay.
That's
it.
Yeah, that's true. So anyway, he said, as our family and close friends know, after a long period of loving exploration and trial separation, it's a crock of something, you know, we've decided to divorce and continue our shared lives as friends. Because he's 54. He's on the top of the world's, you know, billionaires ranking of Forbes.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like, you know, worth more than probably anyone, let's be real.
We looked it up, $137 billion.
Yes.
Of which somebody said, or I think it was Gibbon, said that like 98% of that is Amazon stock. Okay.
Yes.
So 2% of 137 billion is still $2.7 billion.
That's
the
amazing.
Guy's okay.
Well, how much is she going to get? Do they have a prenup? They've been married for 25 years.
Who cares? She could get half of $2 billion. Give her a billion. They both get a billion.
Hold on. Hold on, though. Riggs, I'm saying they got married when he wasn't rich at all.
Right?
25 years ago. So there's probably no prenup. What they said was, they live in Washington, which is a community property state, if they don't have a prenup, she is literally going to get 50% of the $137 billion. Now, they own five homes.
A lot of cash.
Five homes they have.
Jesus.
And he's the 25th biggest landowner in the nation, Jeff Bezos.
Five homes. No wonder they've been living apart for a while.
Yeah, right?
I'll live in the Hamptons and you live in Seattle for the week.
He's now dating the chick that was on Fox News previously.
Yes. What was her name again?
No, he's dating the chick that was dating Donald Trump Jr., right? There's such a messy, nasty
Lauren
thing
Sanchez,
in Hollywood.
A former TV anchor?
Yes. So now, like, there's this weird thing. Like, Donald Trump Jr. was dating her, and then I think Jeff Bezos is dating her. The whole thing is messy.
So Donald Trump Jr. and Jeff Bezos are Eskimo bros.
Correctamundo.
Oh, man.
Eskimo bros.
They are.
By the way, I've been an Amazon customer since 2008. I just looked it up. 2008.
OG.
I'm an OG, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What kind of things are you hoarding right now? 799-1037. Is it a food that you have? Is it something you stocked up on over the holidays and now you have a crap ton of it? Like somebody texted in at 71037 and said they got a whole bunch of that peppermint bark.
That stuff you can only get at Christmas. Yeah, I could see people doing stuff like that, being psycho about it. Yeah.
I stocked up on the Ghirardelli peppermint bark, and I've got tons and tons of boxes of it in my house.
We got another text at 71037. It says, I tend to hoard saltines. It's my guilty pleasure
saltines.
Snack.
Those are gross. Yeah. That's like the worst cracker of all the crackers. Why would you pick saltines?
It takes on the flavor of everything else. You need something else to make it taste good.
Even my kids won't eat saltines, for crying out loud.
What are you currently hoarding? 799-1037, or you can just text us 71037. Somebody said, Girl Scout cookies. I just cleared out my freezer from last year.
Amazing.
And now I have to refill it up with new Girl Scout cookies.
Yes. Oh my God,
yummy.
That's funny.
We got another text to 71037. I hoard Taco Bell sauce packets.
This one is every woman. Guilty. Craft supplies I'll never turn into actual crafts. That's a big one. We do that crap all the time, man. Yes. Oh yeah, we'll do this.
This will be so cute. You'll find something on Pinterest. You'll think you're going to do it. You're not going to do it.
Come on, man.
You're not going to do that. 799-1037. Tony in Brookfield. Good morning, Tony. What are you hoarding?
Well, not right now because I ate all of them.
Well, you're not hoarding, dude. Right.
But what were you hoarding then, Tony?
So about a year ago, I don't know if you remember those Hostess frosted pies that they used to sell.
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah.
So last year, I was always addicted to the blueberry ones that they've had.
Yeah.
And they haven't had those on the shelf in about 15 years.
You like the blueberry ones?
The blueberry.
Yeah, don't judge them.
I judge everyone, dude. Get a clue.
Krispy Kreme came out with a blueberry one about a year ago, and I was so excited. I bought about 50 of these at Woodman's. Now,
dude, I
was eating about three a day, but the problem that came from it was we were taking a trip down to Florida.
Yeah.
And we had a layover in Washington, D.C., and they rechecked my bag. And they saw all these fruit pies lined up in my carry-on.
Oh, God, what did they think?
Apparently, they thought they were some kind of plastic explosive.
Oh, what?
In another room to clear these darn fruit pies.
You had to literally say, no, I'm just addicted to fruit pies, and I bought 900 of them.
I had to open one up and take a bite to show them that it was actually just a fruit pie.
Which one was probably awesome.
Wait a second. We had a terrorist in here last month who tried to snuggle in fruit pies disguised as bombs. Is that what happened? That's horrifying. But at least, do you still have some now?
No. No, not at all. Florida, right. My wife made me throw every one that I took
out. Your wife.
Oh, that's a tragedy.
Women. Why do you make us throw away the stuff we love?
I don't know.
Thanks for texting. Thanks.
Somebody
for calling.
Texted in and said, does it have to be food? No, it doesn't have to be food. No. They said, because I have gallon-sized bags full of pens and pencils.
No.
Look, it could be anything.
Go to Tom in Brookfield. He's on too. Tom. What are you, Tom in West Bend? What are you hoarding?
Dude, hoarders.
Cars. Yeah. Cars. This guy's hoarding cars.
Get out of here, Richie Rich. Nobody's interested.
Yeah, are they new cars or are they like salvage cars?
No. All old used cars used for demolitions, and we raced out at Slinger, so we use them at Slinger.
No way. I want to get in the car, but I don't want to die.
I think we got like 7 or 8 right now.
Or eight different cars. Do people just bring them to you after they die, like they're jalopy cars, and you fix them up, or do you?
We find them for really cheap.
Yeah, and then use them for the races.
Yep.
Nice.
Interesting. Wow. That's interesting.
Destroying stuff. Thanks for calling, man. Appreciate you listening.
Oh, somebody said Chick-fil-A sauces. See, I can get behind that one. That's a fair one to actually
absolutely
hold.
Absolutely, yes. Because you can use them for other things, right?
Absolutely,
it's
right.
It's so damn good, the Chick-fil-A sauce. Hello.
It absolutely is, yes.
All right.
So thanks for calling. Everybody's hoarding something. You don't have to feel alone. You don't have to feel alone at all. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Did you learn anything on the show this morning? I learned something about Gibbons.
What'd you learn?
Rather, about Gibbons' family.
Oh.
His grandmother purchased a wig from QVC from a man that she thinks might be a guy that played Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, that's true.
Who she knows only as Jesus.
Yeah.
He's Jesus from church, which is very confusing to say.
No, it's a guy that plays him.
Jesus from church.
But it's a guy that might look like the guy that plays...
There's only one, like Santa.
Like the Tooth Fairy or the Easter Bunny.
Yep. Who, by the way, Owen said, I think you're the Tooth Fairy mom the other day, and I about had a heart attack. Side note. I said, no, I'm not.
Hell no.
Maybe.
But here's a dollar.
Why'd you lose a tooth?
Why'd you find your teeth in the cabinet?
Did I miss something? What does the tooth fairy do with all the teeth?
Throw them away. Well, I don't know what she does. No. I heard she throws them in the trash, but that's just me.
She wears them on a giant necklace that she has. It has all the teeth from all the kids. No, it's adorable.
She builds a skyscraper of children's teeth. Oh. That's even more terrifying.
God,
what did you learn on the show this morning, Gibbons?
I learned on the show this morning that Allie has a friend who has finally put her foot down, finally standing up for herself and saying, I love Grandpa, and I'm sorry that he passed away, but I'm not going to be a pallbearer in his funeral because my brother's a douchebag and he's involved.
Yeah. Correctamundo.
Put her damn foot down, and that's awesome because it takes balls.
Yeah, because it gets real awkward when you tell someone you're not going to be part of a funeral. You're still going to go.
Yeah, I'll still be there. Just not going to carry the casket out.
Yeah. Here's what I learned on the show today. I learned that Riggs brought in pepperoni, and I appreciated every minute of it with my keto diet, let me tell you.
I thought you would appreciate that.
A big old bag of pepperoni.
I was walking
Riggs
out
is like the king of bringing in food.
Yeah, he is.
I am.
100%. You were
what? I will always bring in food, but I was leaving this morning, and I thought I would really like a snack or something, and I thought, you know what? I'll bring some pepperoni. Allie will eat some, because she's on keto.
Yes, I will.
We were talking about our love for the cured meats.
Yes.
So you're welcome. You're welcome.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday morning. And always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.